The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhane. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Bring it up, man. All right. Get it out of our system before we go on the air, David. David Burke in the house, my man. About to say that 8:06 already. Look at this cuisine. Look at this cuisine. You're funny. You are so bad. You are so funny. We're chatty. We're laughing. And we're doing...
We do the rated R stuff before we go
boom,
live.
Boom, boom, boom. Get it out of our system. Now let's talk food.
All right.
Hey man, so who your cooking buddy? I got a text from you yesterday. You
were Harold Nash.
Harold Nash. Yeah. Thank you, Harold. That's my favorite thing because I'm a single guy.
So Harold is now, besides the pots and pans we're selling at TJ Maxx, Marshall's, and Home Goods, we have a food line going in there in November.
What?
Chips, really good stuff. Chips and beef jerky.
Look at you.
And popcorns, flavored, high end.
Yeah.
You know, sauces. And little snacks, granola, chocolate bars, things like that.
Do you walk the factories when you make all
yeah.
this?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You go in and you go meet the...
Sometimes we get inspired by being in them. We see something and say, you know, I can do something better with that. Yeah.
You know what's great about you, David Burke? Everybody loves you, man, who works for you. Whether it's Carmine, Big Carmine, the 500-pound bench press guy. Freaking huge. Hey, your bodyguard and chef.
Comes in handy, yes.
Yeah, comes in handy. Carmine! Little... And everybody that works and all your partners and everything, they love you. It's a good thing, man, you know? How's everything in personal life? Okay?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, not bad. You know, not bad.
You're terrible. You really are.
Very good.
I saw him. He came to the Joey Benefit benefit. Al.
I know.
Frank was working. Al. This man showed up.
Wait a second. I said
he's
to you from
a
the
big
beginning
star,
I wasn't coming.
And he shows up at the Joey Benefit benefit.
You take offense to me. I told you from the start. I said, I'm probably not going to come.
You were afraid of pulling up in a Fusion.
I was.
He was afraid of my Fusion.
You know, it's funny you say that because I had a rental car.
What were you driving?
I don't know. Some Malibu. Some, I don't know.
And you see the Bentleys all lined up.
And my friend from Chester. Like, oh, my God. I can't believe it. I said, why don't we take your car? She goes, I'm not pulling up in an $18 million house. In my car.
No,
I said, what? I said, that stuff doesn't bother me, but you know.
They were all donated to those cars. There was the car dealer. They had Bentleys.
Bang, bang.
And then how about the trumpets that they played?
Cool.
As we walked in the front door, they were. They had trumpeteers there like that.
I was like, is there a guillotine in the back?
Look at off with his head.
I got to tell you, I introduced David from the stage. This was only a week ago, virtually, pretty much. And everybody got big cheers. And David set up a whole little food station, so that was great. Loved that.
That was a great event.
That's just
a good area.
Yeah.
And down in that area, this weekend, Saturday, Naughty Bar opens.
The Naughty
only
Bar?
Only for drinks, and then the food, because there's a volleyball event for, I think it's called CPC. It's a behavioral center in Middletown. Mm. The charity is on the beach. At the Drift House, Driftwood Beach Club.
Great.
There's 30 volleyball players or matches, 300 people.
Wow.
I think it's, you know, there's alcohol and from the Naughty Bar as well as a buffet. I think it's $10.
Yeah, yeah.
So come out and see some volleyball Saturday daytime, and it benefits, I believe, it's CPC Behavioral Care Center.
Okay.
Yeah, really good idea.
The Naughty Bar is right within the Drift House?
It's in the Driftwood Cabana Club. It's the old Tiki Bar. It sits on the rocks.
Oh,
it's really,
my.
I mean, the window's open. You really think you're at a resort. I mean, you think about it. Yeah. That was a resort way back.
Yeah.
That was
it's a great place.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
you were flying cool. places, you went to, and, you know, you came from the city. That was a resort.
I
the
love
beach
that.
Clubs were, yeah.
I love
so
that.
I'm excited about that. Naughty Bar will launch on Tuesday after that with, I brought an item.
Look at this.
What is this now?
This is the Naughty Dog.
Oh, it's a hot dog.
It's a hot dog.
Hot dog.
It's called a...
is it a big bun?
Chick House hot dog.
Okay, be careful there. Okay, thank you.
And anyway, it's got like... it's got a bunch of stuff on it.
May I,
bacon,
may I,
peppers,
may I,
and all. Yeah.
Chef, thank you. Look at this.
Remember the old Portuguese hot dogs with the peppers and the potatoes?
Yeah, but there was a place called Rutt's Hut that I think is still there.
Yeah, still there.
They did it in a big bread. That's kind of a little bit of a play on it. We haven't finalized the whole menu, so it'll be a pizza oven and all that stuff out there.
This bread alone looks spectacular. So it's a beautiful long bun, and then on is a hot dog with fries in there?
It's a hipster fries right on top.
Wow, look at that. Look at that, man. And then of course, you could just... you
little
top
salad,
it off
a little mustard, a little
see the
bit
pepper
of chili,
in there?
Oh, jalapenos. You know, so that'll be the kind of... It's bar food elevated. I'm excited about that. And I made some hors d'oeuvres. Because you know what? Last week, we brought the Allen Brothers steak.
Yeah.
So I went through their catalog. They got a great catalog.
Steak was the Allen Brothers steak that I had. It's just spectacular. You know me. I don't eat meat. That was some of the best meat I've ever tasted.
They have all sorts of great fish in here, though, too.
Really?
I was looking at the fish.
Well,
fish salon.
That's your wheelhouse there, Five Girls.
I just made this halibut in the toaster oven.
What?
So you got to show me the raw halibut, how it came in the box. They sent me this halibut. It looks like, you know.
Here's a raw.
The hors d'oeuvres are spanakopita, which I haven't tasted one. But you
I tried one just now. I stole one on the way
but
in.
But they have like a whole, it's like a supermarket in a catalog.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of fish you get in a restaurant.
Wow.
So I made two dishes with it.
This you have very
good. I browned it off, cooked it in the oven.
The halibut. Halibut.
This is a restaurant quality piece. Wow.
This is
the little one over there.
So you got the halibut sashimi from Allen Brothers as well? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they got fish.
Look at this.
They got hors d'oeuvres. Wow. Frank's in a blanket. So just for, listen, if you're going to buy steak, it's great.
Yeah.
You know, like Omaha has beef. Allen Brothers has, I think, better.
Yeah.
But they also have, look,
sure, you can make an apple.
Look at that. That's from this. Sliced raw.
Wow.
I took mustard from somebody's drawer out there.
Did you just do this now?
And mixed it with non-dairy.
Did you? Who had mustard in the office? That's what I want to know.
The Mike guy. The sound guy. Nice guy. He's giving me the hot sauce, too.
The
guy's got food. He's everybody hungry. Hit his desk.
Probably
got chocolate popcorn.
Wait a minute. This guy's in. David comes in.
Matt.
No, he's over here.
Oh, Matt Sambola. Yeah, Matt's the guy.
Matt,
you keep mustard in your desk. I love you, man. We love you for that.
Beef jerky in there.
So wait, did you just do this just now?
I just made this.
We have a beautiful white plate. It's got a beautiful piece
everything
of halibut.
Everything got cooked
on it.
In the
asparagus underneath. It's
olive
got
sauce.
Olive sauce.
Yeah, it's an olive vinaigrette. It's
beautiful.
Chopped olives, olive oil.
And then what is that on top there?
The mushroom.
That's a little mushroom.
You could
this
eat
is
that,
be, I, this could be breakfast for dinner.
You know what? Healthy, nice. Again, but it's. But the quality of it, you know,
yeah, I can
comes
see.
Frozen
I can
fish.
See. I can
it's
see.
Fantastic.
And then, I'm going to steal this over here.
The sashimi was unbelievable.
Yeah, again, it's not
that's
seasoned.
What, that's mustard.
Yeah, I mean,
so that, and
mustard,
that's raw
dairy creamer and hot sauce.
Asparagus on a beautiful plate. It's asparagus. And then you have the halibut cut. So this is like sushi virtually. You could eat that.
Yeah,
it's
sashimi,
raw.
Yeah.
Just like so. And then what's the cream sauce in that? It's like kind
it's
of a
non-dairy creamer with a packet of mustard. That's Matt's
that
sauce.
Matt's sauce.
That's what they serve it in Tavern 62.
Matt's sauce. See, Joe, there you go. Another item.
You know what it is?
I love it.
He called me the MacGyver of cooks.
That's good.
Oh, look at these. These look good. Oh, what do you got?
Oh, no. Go with that
first.
Yeah,
no, look at this. These are like...
This is hors d'oeuvres if you're having parties coming up. This is the raspberry and brie.
God almighty, it's triangle.
Stars, and that's the spanakopita, which is spinach with, I think, Parmesan.
Look at this! How it's so the pastry is so light. Oh my!
I bought those. Oh. No, I mean those are from Allen Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, is that right? Allen Brothers too. All right.
So here's a hot dog.
Order
this is a naked hot dog. It looks like it got got scored. But this is the size of so Naughty Bar next week. Speaking of hot dogs, I was at
by the
Garden
Drift House.
City. I was at Garden City Oktoberfest.
Yes, I saw that the Oktoberfest.
They have a beautiful outdoor patio. Packed.
Yeah.
A few breweries. And we were doing sausages, and David, the chef in charge, he made a spetzel. and made it with you. You know, it was really nice. You think of like when you celebrate certain holidays and you stay ethnic like that and you stay with tradition, it's cool. I like it.
Yeah, it is good out there. Let me see the hot dog for a second if I can, David. Look at this, please.
Hey, Joe, if people want to order anything from Allen Brothers, including anything we're talking about, then call 1-800-957-0111. That's 800-957-0111.
So what do you do? What did you do?
We cut it with a knife. I mean, it's not. It doesn't look as attractive as, but it's going to be tough. But this way, it's easier to bite. You get more surface area for caramelization, like this.
Yeah. He's got a torch. He's torching the hot dog, and it's okay to do that. You know, you're really good with
the man's professional. Do not try this at home.
Don't try this at home. There it is.
Well, David suggested bringing that onto the train. If you need a seat.
Or if you want a first class seat on the plane.
Were you torching down at the Joey Benefit? I thought I saw a torch, flame.
A torch will travel.
If you want to meet a girl, bring a blowtorch.
Start
torching stuff.
Is that what you did?
That's not intimidating at all.
We got the David Burke, and you know, it's,
hi, what's your name? You have a blowtorch.
Tavern 62. We're going to go through all the wonderful eating establishments that this legendary chef has, and the food is top notch. But I got to tell you, when we're down to the Joey Benefit, you know, I ask for one thing they always forget when you perform. This has nothing to do with food. It's a spotlight. So do you know they had a spotlight? So the gal Stacy put the spotlight up. Except, you know, no one was working the spotlight.
They just so you couldn't move.
I couldn't move. So my guy, Anthony, my friend, man there goes, you know, I was running the spotlight the whole night. So one of my buddies went back there because the light was like drooping down. Only Joey Benefit. Only Joey Benefit, man. But it was great to have you there.
It was a nice setup.
Yeah.
The songs were great.
Yeah.
I had to get to the, we had a great review at same day at Drift House.
You know, tell us about that. Tell us about that, because that was before you were on your way to Drift House from our Benefit and Colt snack. And Drift House right there. Do you really care about that? You know, we know how great you are. People go to your restaurants because they know how great you are. Do the reviews matter at all?
Yeah, reviews. Everything helps.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
A review certainly helps. We know because we can feel it.
Yeah.
But you don't know how much a tweet or a blog or Instagram helps. But you know what? It's also hard to tell how advertising helps. But you know, everybody does a great restaurateur, Alan Stillman, founder of TJ Friday and Smith and Walensky.
Yeah.
Once told me when I was younger, because I was embarrassed to advertise a restaurant, because back then it was like, meats are going out of business. You don't have to advertise.
Oh.
You know. And he says, do you think Mercedes Benz and Tiffany's going out of business?
He goes, they
advertise.
Yeah.
And I was like, I shut up. That's right.
You listen
to the wise guy,
the wise man. Yeah.
And it was true because, you know, we don't advertise because, you know, we're packed anyway. You know, the old days, the restaurateurs used to count each other's garbage bags at the end of the night, see how busy the other ones were.
That's the way they did it. That's great, like that. Back in the old days, like that.
But so advertising is one of those things, you know. I mean, you can have a coupon, see how many coupons get redeemed and all that. But, you know, word of mouth is still one of the best things.
Yeah.
You know?
So give us a rundown of the rest of this. I mean, since we...
Like Tavern 62, we're changing the name next week to David Burke Tavern.
Whoa!
For marketing reasons.
Yeah, great idea.
And,
I like that. What's it called again?
Tavern 62 will be David Burke Tavern.
That'd be great.
Because we feel the number makes it seem like a chain, like it's Tavern 62. Also, the tavern alone could be a beer and shot joint. Tavern or
62nd Street is where it is.
David Burke gives a little bit more of, you have a better idea of what you're spending, what you're going to be getting, although it's a tavern setting.
So nothing to do with Judge Kavanaugh, right? I mean, because beer and he likes beer. Just making sure.
Disregard the man on the other side of the microphone.
I'm not saying anything. You know what? I almost got in trouble for liking something on Instagram.
We were discussing this morning.
What happened?
My assistant pressed like. No, there was something on there about, you know.
Politically?
Politically. It was funny. So, you know, you hit the like button, and all of a sudden here comes the
haters.
Never eaten in your restaurant.
Oh,
I'm like, what am I? And I don't control my own social media. So somebody pressed like. At least on that one I didn't.
But some of the things are funny, David. Some of the things are funny. And even some of the things they do about, like,
even some of the cartoons, all those.
And on SNL, they were so funny the other night, and God forbid I said that. People are going, oh, you can't say that. Everybody's got to laugh, for God's sake.
You know what comedy's supposed to be?
Supposed
to be able to bend the rules of comedy.
Yeah, man. It's so true. Hey, David, can I ask you before you go to torch this? I love when you use use that torch thing. And I mean, as a matter of fact, that's what. Look at that. That is the halibut I will eat. And Al, you're absolutely right. That is right daddy food. That's daddy food right there.
And the other, the
a
sashimi.
Perfect piece of halibut. And
sashimi,
yes,
too.
And you know what the blowtorch is like? You know, forget. The blowtorch is like
hey,
popping those
you
bubbles.
You want to see my blowtorch? Oh, yeah.
Bubble wrap.
It is like that.
And blowtorch. Listen.
And then,
it's like the remote control. It's like, give me that.
Give me
that.
Before, yeah.
Primal.
Did you take the blowtorch to Chester when you met that lovely gal you were
you
with?
No, I tell you, Cindy and I went to Garden City this weekend and stayed there because I was working. It's what a nice town to spend a weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because I'm working, so she goes into town, the shops and all that. This and that.
Yeah.
And it's so close.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm going to let you go, David.
Saratoga's coming in 2 weeks.
All right. We got to get up there, Frankie. We got to get up.
We
got to broadcast
them.
Well, now you got leaves, foliage season.
Oh, yeah, the fall.
You know, even the ride up is
wonderful. And I got me and my son, Michael, we got through last Thursday. We just finished our big gig. So now I want to concentrate on my son. I'm like kind of grooming him to have his own band, and we're going to go down to the Drift House. Saturday we're with Dominic at the Saccone Theater, but then we're going to get down to the Drift House when you give us a date on a Saturday night.
Also, I'm going to be speaking at Garmani November 14th for the
This is a great idea.
Young President's Organization asked me to be the speaker.
And it's going to be at Garmani.
Yeah.
This is great.
And Mr. Garmani speaking as well.
Really? John Elby? What a great day. They love
it's
you,
It's a morning there. Session, so it's November 14th. Don't know that. But save that date.
November 14th at Garmani. They did wonderful events
there. Best clothes.
Yeah, I know, man. Did you see? I don't know if you saw when I was down there with Boomer Esiason's wonderful event. Phil Simms was there. I wore a Garmani suit. And it was
I told him. I said, you know, I got to look good for the speech. I might show up a little early.
Dang it, yes. Yeah. At least they're reasonable. Oh.
And.
What is this?
Robert Mondavi Wines. Yep. We have two wine dinners. One is at the chef from the Mondavi Family Vineyards is coming from California.
Okay.
Cooking at Woodpecker on Wednesday.
Wow. So, wow.
Almost sold out.
Wow.
Garden City is Tuesday. I don't know if it's almost sold out yet, but he's doing some goat and some really cool California cuisine, and we're assisting him. And his name is Jeff Mosier, and he's fantastic.
David, we love you, man. And Shelley Goldberg, thank you very much. Where can we find you, David? Where can someone go to davidburke.com?
Yep, Chef David Burke.
Chef David Burke.
ChefDavidBurke.com.
Okay.
And that's me. Or you can just...
we'll see you.
Find me in Chester, New Jersey.
I know Frank and I feel the same way.
He has the blowtorch. Watch out.
I went through there the other day. I was looking for you.
What a beautiful town.
It is a great town.
Man, you get out there.
I must say.
It's like that first time where you realize you're...
Yeah.
You know... Am I still in Jersey?
Yeah, I know. So, I know. What answer is this? I know. It's so true. David, thank you,
man. Thank you, guys.
No, we always appreciate it. David Burke, Super Chef, DavidBurke.com. David Burke, ChefDavidBurke.com. 8:22 with Piscopo in the morning. Let's go to Brandy Scott on the road. She has a traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. Deegan southbound. That's got you on the brakes. It's a heavy ride. As you approach the Cross Bronx, we've got a stall taking out the left lane. Cross Bronx eastbound doing a little bit better. All lanes now open. As you approach Westchester Ave, we had a stall tractor trailer just picked up there. Westbound side inching by. We've got an accident by Rosedale Ave. One lane is out. That has you stop and go from the Bruckner. Westbound Grand Central crash by the BQE. That's got you on the brakes from LaGuardia Airport. And at the Hudson River crossings, heading inbound at the George. That's the worst of it right now. Close to an hour wait on both decks. Inbound Lincoln will cost you about 20 minutes between that road work on 495 and the tolls. Inbound Holland, 30 minutes. Alternate sites suspended. Meter rules remain in effect. And New Jersey Transit, 20-minute delays in and out of Penn Station from Sea Caucus because of Amtrak signal issues. This report is sponsored by Compassion International. For just $5 a day, you can sponsor a child through Compassion International. It's pocket change to you, but it's life-changing for a child in need. Find out more at compassion.com/radio. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Life insurance is tremendously important. That's always been my conviction, but it's amazing that a third of all people don't have any life insurance at all, and it's because it's really hard to buy it sometimes. You have to work out what exactly you need, then do all the research to find the best quote, and hope you don't get swindled along the way. Well, it's not a good way to shop for anything. So Policy Genius makes the whole process a lot simpler. Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They also compare disability insurance, home insurance, and auto insurance. And if you care about it, they can cover it for you. So, whether you know a lot about life insurance or nothing at all, start your search at PolicyGenius.com. In just 2 minutes, you can compare quotes and make an informed decision for you and your loved ones. PolicyGenius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. That's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com.
Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and a desire for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, and we may provide you a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what you can do. Record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. For sharing your story, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You have until October 23rd. Visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning on AM 970, The Answer, around these fine United States of America. On AM970TheAnswer.com, we're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, and we're live. Hi, and I see you on TV, 827 right now. A very special guest right now. Big news. The man running for the United States Senate from New Jersey against Bob Menendez. Bob Hugin is now in a statistical tie, according to this Stockton University poll. This is huge this late in the game. Mr. Hugin, welcome back to the show, sir. So kind of you to join us this morning.
Hey, Joe, it's always great to be with you. It's a beautiful day in New Jersey, let me tell you.
Hey, Bob, how about that? If I could call you Bob, how about this?
Please, this
poll, statistical tie, because it's virtually late in the game. And, and people are saying now, and I'm seeing online, Mr. Hugin, we're here, you know, you might be able to win this thing. What are you feeling, Bob?
You know, Joe, we've been consistent all along. The people of New Jersey deserve better. Corrupt and ineffective leadership is not what New Jersey deserves, and we're better than that, and we're going to give them better than that. So all along I've been consistent. We're going to be even get more traction as we go on the next few weeks, and November 6th is the only poll that matters, but we're optimistic. The people of Jersey understand what's at stake, and we're very encouraged.
Yeah. Do you think that they'll have like a quote-unquote October surprise on the other side, the Democrats? Because, you know, he's a fighter. Bob Menendez is a fighter. And do you wonder what they may have in their back pocket there, sir?
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, Joe, I've worked hard my life. I've been working since I was 8.5 years old. I've never not worked. I've always been focused on doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I've lived my life with honor and integrity and everything I've done. So the only surprise they can have is some kind of lie or mischaracterization,
yeah,
which is what,
yeah,
their campaign is about. So we're going to keep doing what we're doing, educating the people of New Jersey that we're running an issues-oriented, substantive campaign. The people of New Jersey deserve better, and we're going to give them better.
And do you support the president's agenda, this whole USMCA? This is a big deal. We're very excited about it, and you're feeling the same way, I would imagine, yes?
Listen, I think the issue is so many good things are happening. Look at having good trade relations that are fair between Canada and Mexico, big trading partners, critical to our economy, to our consumers, to our jobs. Overall, it's great. The economy is going well. But Joe, I have to tell you, New Jersey is not having the same kind of success that the country is having. We're being dragged along, which is good. But when you have this kind of robust national economy, we want the state economy doing better, but it's so unaffordable. Give you one statistic that I just read the other day. Here you have this great economy, and normally that brings people who have been disenchanted or dejected, can't find jobs, back into the workforce, the labor force. The labor force in New Jersey apparently is 40,000 less than it was a year ago because people are leaving or don't see the opportunity for real economic growth in New Jersey. So we've got to do more in New Jersey to capitalize on the good things happening in the national economy.
You know, I love the way you help people with cancer. Those ads are great, and they're all true, the way you develop cancer drugs to help people who thought their life had ended. And can you, and I ask you this, and this is an idea I've had, and I've talked about on the air for many times, Bob, is manufacturing generic drugs in, like, Patterson, in the certain wards that are stressed, or in down toward Vineland, around the stressed areas of the state. That's a distinct possibility to bring maybe generic drug manufacturing to the state of New Jersey to create revenue. Not a bad idea, huh, from a guy in the radio?
Listen, it's a great idea. In fact, Celgene announced in February that they were going to do manufacturing in Union County.
I love it.
Because the tax law had changed.
There it
but
is.
Let's be clear, Joe.
Yes, sir.
We have a much better situation to bring jobs back to America today. But New Jersey is very difficult because of the affordability. The governor just raised the corporate business tax. You want to bring businesses to Jersey, it has to be an attractive place for business because Pennsylvania, North Carolina, even New York, every place else is competing to take our jobs away from New Jersey. It's so freaking expensive to live in New Jersey. How do you expect people to bring jobs here? We got to deal with the fundamental unaffordability of New Jersey if we want to grow this economy for our kids and they can come back and stay in New Jersey and our parents can stay in New Jersey, keep our families together. Affordability is the number one issue in New Jersey.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Bob Hugin, thank you for joining us. Congratulations. I don't want to say congratulations because I know you. You're a fighter, man. You don't want to take it for granted. But a statistical tie against a Robert Menendez for the United States Senate seat, and that would be amazing if you pulled this one off. But, Bob, you are welcome here anytime. And I tell you, listening now, Mr. Hugin called last minute just to check in, and we appreciate that very much, sir, and we'll talk to you soon.
Joe, one last thing.
Yes, sir.
I'm down in Cape May County. We're starting down here today. I'm finished up in your neck of the woods. We've got events in Morris and Passaic County. The response is great. People are energized. They know we can do better, and it's just exciting. And we're going to push right to the finish line. November 6th, we get up the vote. We're going to win.
All right. Bob Hugin, thank you, my friend. We'll see you out there.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
All right. Godspeed. Godspeed, sir. 8:32 with Piscopo in the morning. It's amazing that it's a statistical tie. And that's a Stockton University reliable poll. Bob Hugin going up against Bob Menendez. It's relatively early, but still kind of late in the game for that statistical
35 days.
That's huge.
It's going to be an interesting time.
Listen, by the way, the airwaves are open to Senator Menendez, but he's not very fond of
The closer this race comes, the more he's going to need our listeners to, you know, be convinced.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, though, this is big, and Bob Hugin's making a lot of noise. And,
very interesting.
And you know what? I love the fact that he was a Marine, man. You know what I'm saying?
People got to turn out and vote. You know, we talked about the governor's election about how only a little over a million people came out in New Jersey to vote for the governor. Over 3 million people stayed home and didn't vote.
Yeah.
You know what? You want change? You got to get out there and vote.
Very interesting.
And the funny thing is that I saw the stat that you sent me out. Mm. There was it roughly 4 million. Eligible voters in New Jersey never showed up.
3.5. About 3.5 million that didn't show up.
That's unbelievable.
A little over a million.
How do you
show up? Well, that's what I mean. People just felt doesn't matter. Yeah. And if you look at the counties where Guadagno won, and you look at the counties where Murphy won, I mean, Murphy won mostly in the cities. But if you had more people in the outlying areas coming out and voting, Guadagno could have won.
It's a great a vote for Bob Hugin too is a great way to send a message to
Washington
to stop the shenanigans.
If you want change, again, we've talked about this all along. If you want change, you got to get out there and exercise your right to vote. You have zero right to complain.
And just to be objective, we open the airwaves to everybody. 8:33 right now with Piscopo in the morning. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Big Al has the headline news. Mike Gallagher's coming up. Al's got the headline news live and local right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
67 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Activists from various organizations are launching a fight to fix the subways. The so-called Fix the Subway Coalition includes members of the Riders Alliance and Strap Hangers Campaign. They back congestion pricing to support the MTA's Fast Forward plan that aims to modernize the aging signal system and replace subway cars from the 60s and 70s. The group is gathering today in Union Square. Middlesex County is currently the deadliest county for drivers in New Jersey. State police released statistics yesterday that revealed that as of late September, there have been 40 fatal accidents in Middlesex. Since the year began, there have been 398 fatalities statewide since the beginning of the year, meaning that more than 10% of those deaths occurred on Middlesex roadways. Hunterdon County, on the other hand, has only seen one traffic-related fatality this year. Today is World No Alcohol Day. The World Health Organization sets aside October 2nd. Thank you. Appreciate that, Frank. The World Health Organization sets aside October 2nd each year to call attention to problems caused by alcohol abuse and ways to reduce those problems. The organization says there are 2.5 million alcohol-related deaths every year. Yes, Joe?
No, not
the. Oh, all right. Are you sure? Because you look like you wanted to jump on there. All right. More than 300,000 of those are people between the ages of 15 and 29. The organization says alcohol is the world's third leading cause of poor health. In sports, the Yankees are preparing for the American League wild card game tomorrow night at the stadium against Oakland. New York has not announced who the starting pitcher will be. I'm good, Joe. You enjoy that fish. Oakland is expected to start the game with a reliever on the mound. Monday Night Football, Kareem Hunt scored from 4 yards out with 1:40 to play, and the Chiefs held on for a 27-23 win over the Broncos. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Good morning, guys. Accident on the Cross Bronx westbound that has you inching by. You're going to see heavy delays as you approach Rosedale Ave. One lane is blocked. It's solid from the Bruckner. Deegan heading southbound, that's got you stop and go approaching the Cross Bronx. A stall car has the left lane blocked there. Grand Central westbound just after the BQE, we've got another hit. This one's got you jammed. The left lane is blocked. Solid slowdown start from LaGuardia Airport in New Jersey. Garden State Parkway northbound, we've got a crash in Cranford. That's got a lane blocked by exit 137. And at the Hudson River crossings, heading inbound at the George, starting to move a little bit better. 45 minutes at the upper level, lower level 25 to 30. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 20 minutes between that construction on 495 and the tolls. Inbound Holland, a 30-minute wait. Alternate side suspended. Meter rules remain in effect, and New Jersey Transit back on schedule. Delays have eased out on the Sea Caucus Junction line from the Northeast Corridor in and out of Penn Station. Mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. A chance for a shower, close to 80 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm
hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
If you're tired of struggling with stubborn belly fat and unwanted weight, dieting and starving yourself, and if you're still unhappy when you look in the mirror, then Dr. Melinda Keller can help you. You can lose 20 to 40 pounds in just 40 days, guaranteed. I know from personal experience, it worked for me. I know it sounds too good to be true. It's not. It's time to look and feel your best. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today. 718-234-6212. That's 718-234-6212. Or visit them at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and a desire for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, and we may provide you a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what you can do. Record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. For sharing your story, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You have until October 23rd. Visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
We're back on Mike Gallagher Live Oh, you can't make it up. 8:38 right now with Joe Piscopo.
Just for the halibut.
We are live just for the halibut. We have halibut. We got halibut over here. Boy, thank you very much.
Good stuff.
We got it for you if you want. Whatever you want. David Burke, fine cuisine right here for you.
I need Gallagher. David Burke's food to get through this week.
Well, you go to dinner with us tonight. You are invited.
No, he's not.
Wait, what do you mean he's not invited tonight?
We're on a very tight budget.
I would go. You're on a budget?
No. Well, it's not my budget.
A very tight budget.
Mike Gallagher.
I don't eat much.
McCullough's doing the show from there tomorrow. He's not even invited to tonight.
No, I don't want to go to your party. I don't want to go
to your party.
How do you not invite? We'll go to Burger King. Did you hear what happened to me at the Burger King the other night?
What happened, really?
So I'm at... The honest to goodness, true story, 42nd Street Burger King, right across from Port Authority.
Oh.
Now, that's the most dangerous block in all of Manhattan, right?
A good place.
Well, it came to fruition. I'm sitting there minding my business. Now, first of all, Joe Piscopo hasn't been inside of a Burger King in 30 years.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, am a man of the people. Okay, I go to Burger King.
You.
I like a Whopper once in a while, you know? Okay. So I'm in there eating a Whopper. Guy shuffles
in. You ate in the Burger King?
Oh, I'm by the window. I had a newspaper. I was reading.
Look at Joe's disgust.
You ate inside?
There are tables there, Joe, and there's seats. And there's,
did you sand it before
Oh, no. This is so foreign to Joe Piscopo. Oh. He has no idea. It's a little bit like riding the subway. He doesn't know what a Burger King is.
But then it's not just the food that he doesn't like. It's the fact that you sat there and ate the unwashed mess.
I would go in Huntington County to a McDonald's. I've done that with the kids.
One time, they drag daddy.
On Route 31, on a, but 42nd Street.
But you know, I live in Hell's Kitchen, so I know that's kind of my neighborhood. So, but it's
Clinton Hill is called now.
Clinton Hill, yes. We'll clean it up. But it's dangerous. And I read somewhere that block. It's like literally the most dangerous block.
Stop.
Stabbings, shootings.
Right.
It's terrible. You got the homeless.
Meantime, we're the safest city in the country.
Right.
Believe it or not.
But thanks, Mayor de Blasio, for cleaning that area up. So, really, you take your life in your hands. And sure enough, a guy walks in, a homeless guy. I'm sitting there, and of course, I'm kind of into this stuff because I watch Cops on the week. I love, crime stuff. Guy walks in, and he's bothering customers. I can see him, talking to two of the patrons, and I can hear, they look like German tourists.
But
I hear the one guy say, "Step away from me. Don't put your hands on me. Step away from me." I thought, we got some trouble brewing. The security guy at Burger King, because this Burger King clearly has to have a security guy, he comes out. He's a young guy with a baseball cap on and a blazer. He goes up to the guy and says, "Sir, you're going to have to leave. You're going to have to leave." The homeless guy pulls out what can only be described as a shank.
No.
It's the biggest knife.
And you're sitting there?
Joe, I'm 4 feet away.
Oh, Lord.
He pulls out this shank. And it looked like this handmade, and it was about 8 inches long. I was like, and I'm watching, and I try to whip out my camera because I think this is going to get good.
That's good.
It's a
good thing you didn't help the people that needed help.
Tell me about it. I mean, my priorities are
to finish this Whopper.
I finished the Whopper. I was just reading. I had my Diet Coke. I wanted to finish the Whopper. I was hungry. So the security guy, he gets offended, clearly, at having a knife pulled. He gets very angry.
Right.
He picks up a chair, holds it over his head, and he's going to hit the guy over the head with the chair, the wooden chair.
Self-defense.
So I got the camera out. I'm starting to roll. Well, the fight comes near me. Then I put the camera down like a dummy. Well, that's when it got good. When they got to the doorway, the homeless guy, he starts thrusting the knife at this guy like a ninja warrior. It was the scariest thing. He is thrusting it, and it was so quick.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, this is why when police officers are called to a scene like that, they'd have to shoot that guy.
Yeah.
There's nothing else they could have done but shoot him. The guy with the chair, he's slamming the glass door on the guy's face, and he's trying to hit him with the chair. It was one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
And the German tourists were just eating?
We were all watching. People had their cameras out, and of course, then I'm calling 911 because I figure let's get the police there.
Yeah, yeah.
NYPD, they've pulled up to their credit. It was about 3 minutes, four minutes.
Yeah.
They pulled up in a cruiser. Yep. Two young cops got out, but the guy had been gone by then. But it really did show how quickly things like that can turn so bad.
Yeah.
This guy was dangerous, and to watch him thrust that knife at this guy, he had done that before.
And that was Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, that was after he threw the ice. First he threw ice. And then he tried to stab.
Did you finish your fries?
No,
I didn't have fries. I'm trying to cut back.
Did you go back to the burger?
The burger was finished. I got the Whopper finished. I didn't finish the Diet Coke, though. I only had a half a Diet Coke.
I have to tell you,
it's like having popcorn in a movie.
It was right in front of me, 3 feet
away.
New
York City, thanks to the great work of the NYPD, is the safest city in the country. Oh, it was safest big city in the country. But you know what? Why are there? When I walked to work this morning, I got right out of the hotel on Wall Street. The first doorway, there was a poor homeless person. And then there's a lady. Do you see the lady, profanity lady, walking around this block here?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She just yells, "You bitch!" And I couldn't even tell you. It's all profanity-laced tirade. Why don't they get these people into homes?
It's just such a problem. And mental illness, Joe, I mean, you got people who are profoundly mentally ill and they are strung out on drugs. And you read all the time about people who do get attacked. I carry around, this is sappy, because I am no St. Francis here, but I used to carry around a stack of ones. And every single person I would come across in the city, living in Midtown, I'd give them a couple bucks. Then I'm reading about people, you give them a couple bucks and then they come after you. They want more, if you don't give them more, then you wind up getting stabbed, or you're getting punched in the mouth, or you're getting it's a scary reality. But I got to tell you, here we are in the middle of the city, Port Authority, and I called 911, and they were so helpful, and they were on the phone with me, and they knew right where I was, and those cops pulled up in about three, four minutes.
Love what you said. I'm sorry to interrupt, Mike, but what you said, they have to take a weapon out to fight this guy,
God forbid,
that they shoot the guy. God forbid, it's all the cops are so bad.
And that's right. They're bad.
Pepper spray them, and it might not work. Yeah. And at that point, then what?
The guy was moving so quickly, and it was like he was in this stance. Yeah. You wouldn't have been able, if you miss with the taser or you miss with pepper spray, you got a knife in your neck.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. You know, our officers, and I, yesterday, we had three officers in Mississippi who were killed over the weekend. Two in the line of duty, one off duty. Gallagher's Army, the Fallen Officer Fund, we try to help the families of officers who've been killed in the line of duty. We talked about it on the show yesterday morning, and people were talking about bulletproof vests. Well, a bulletproof vest isn't going to stop a knife in the neck, or somebody with a sharp-edged weapon. This is what our officers are up against every single day.
That's right.
And I will tell you, those two officers that pulled up Saturday night, I mean, they were young guys, hats off. They were professional. Yeah. They were on it. They went right into that Burger King. They were quick. They were great, and I had given my information and anything I can do, and I had the video of it. I was, here's the guy right here. He's got the black tracksuit on.
You had the evidence.
I've got a little bit of the video. Before it turned really bad, I got a little bit of it on tape. I was trying to submit to World Star Hip Hop.
I know.
We'll let
you go. We did the Tunnel to Towers this weekend, which is monumental. 30,000 runners.
Amazing,
the police, the tactical command, not an incident.
The best.
They locked this down like I've never seen.
And I never get to brag on this a little bit. If you don't mind, when you talk about first responders, a big initiative of my foundation is something called the First Responders Bible. We distribute for free all over the country to first responders a King James Bible with a spiritual fitness manual attached to help our first responders spiritually.
Wow.
They go through unspeakable horrors. Yeah. Think about the paramedics and firefighters and EMT and police officers.
Yeah, yeah.
And this spiritual fitness manual has been a big blessing. So if you want to support us, gallaghersarmy.org, and I thank you for that plug.
You.
We're going to try to – I'm shocked about Brett Kavanaugh. If he really threw ice – 33 years ago in a bar, I'm done. I've given up on him. I've tried to hang in with him, but throwing ice, that's where I crossed the line. So we'll dive into the crazy unfair treatment. David Limbaugh on the show today, 10:45, wrote a great book about the Savior, about Jesus. He's one of those interesting guys that blends politics. Of course, he's Rush Limbaugh's brother.
Yeah.
And he blends his brand of conservatism with a deeply spiritual foundation.
Yep.
And we need that right now, guys. We need a lot of prayer this week. I don't want to proselytize, but the tough things we're going through as a nation, we got to pray for our country. We got to pray that we get through this, pray that we get Kavanaugh nominated, and pray that we have a nice, fat, red wave on November the 6th.
Statistical dead heat in the Jersey Senate race. How about
that
with Bob Hugin?
The Jersey Senate race is big. Heidi Heitkamp, North Dakota, she's down 10 points to Democrat. By the way, prompt her to vote yes for Kavanaugh.
Bingo.
Because she's down.
Manchin
she's
as well. Yeah.
Joe Manchin might, because I'm really worried about Jeff Flake. I think he's going to be a no. I'm hoping Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski are yes. If we lose the three Republicans, it's over.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but it's going to be an interesting week. McConnell promising a vote by the end of the week. We'll be all over it.
You don't want to miss Mike Gallagher, 10:05 on AM 970. Answer. Love you, Mike. Thank you, man.
Guys. Have a
good
great
to see
one.
You,
stay
man.
Well, guys.
See you, Burger King.
Halibut. Have some more halibut.
I'll be eating David Berg's food over here. Biscopo in the morning. It's 8:48 on AM 970. Answer. Let me go to David real quick on the phones if I can. David, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
I wanted to say thank you for taking my call, and what Al and you and Frankie were just saying before about a lack of voter participation. People listening, hey, it's not that difficult. You just do the vote on your way home from work or the way to work or on your lunch break. It's your civic duty. It's very easy to do. And if you feel strongly about it, you can even write your own name in if you'd like to.
Yeah,
and,
just vote.
And as for the guy that was just in the Burger King, I'd like to point out that when seconds count, the police are only minutes away, and you should not be told, oh, you can't have a firearm on your person when somebody is slinging around an 8-inch knife.
Yeah, you're right. David, thank you. 8:49 with Piscopo in the morning. Let's go to Brandy Scott. She is on the roads for you, traffic-wise, on AM 970. The answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. Bit of a slow ride as you make your way westbound on the Cross Bronx. That's because of an accident by Rosedale Ave. One lane is out there. Deegan southbound doing better approaching the Cross Bronx. That stalled car just moved out of the way. Still stop and go from Yonkers Ave. We've got a heavy ride on the 59th Street Bridge. As you make your way to the Queens side, an accident takes a lane out on the span in New Jersey on the Garden State Parkway. You're a little bit heavy heading northbound approaching exit 137 in Cranford. Earlier crash there making it slow from the turnpike. Then you're packed heading northbound between 280 and exit 151. And at the Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, 50 minutes for the upper level. Lower level, definitely better at 20 to 25. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 25 minutes between the roadwork on 495 and the tolls. Inbound Holland looking at 25-minute wait. Alternate site suspended for the religious holiday. Meter rules remain in effect. And path drains, we've got a regular service between Newark and World Trade because of signal issues. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is blown away by what he's seeing from the left.
We're going to get down and dirty here and talk about the actual alleged exposure. She doesn't know that it's Kavanaugh who exposed himself. Everybody at the party says it didn't happen. Everybody that the New York Times chased down said it didn't happen. Everybody at the Washington Post. I mean, honest to goodness, I'm lost. I really am. I've never, ever seen such tactics.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You may know me as a comic with a knack for punchlines, but today I have a serious message. Like me, you probably know a relative, a friend, or a coworker whose life has been upended by cancer. You yourself may be facing cancer like I did, but fighting cancer doesn't have to be done alone. At Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center in Elizabeth, dedicated and experienced oncologists and skilled nurses stand beside patients all the way, from diagnosis through treatment. The entire staff works together to devise the most effective range of treatment therapies for each and every patient. Cancer Care Navigators help patients manage all the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of living with cancer. And in a caring, compassionate, and uplifting setting, Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center brings a comforting and targeted approach to cancer care. So take a moment to call the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center at 908-994-8000 to get more information about cancer care delivered with the whole patient in mind. 908-994-8000.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. It's 8:53 on AM 970 The Answer. How are you? Are you watching? You can watch. You know, you just go to AM970TheAnswer.com and check us out on YouTube and on Facebook. Ah, the technology of it all. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. You got to check out Route 22 Toyota. I'm going to give you, well, look at me, Mr. Big Shot. The 9 o'clock hour, what do you say? Sure. I'm supposed to give you 5 minutes. I'll give you like 8 minutes, all right? Is that cool? Can we do that? At least 7 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus. How about that? You get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. If you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. And you got to check out the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And all European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. You get a free multi-point inspection, which is vital to safety for your vehicle. You know that. A free oil change and a free filter. And then you'll see Alex Kinsella while you're there. And Alex will tell you about that 0% APR financing deal up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And you won't have to deal with dummies. Man, Carmelo's there and Chester's there. And my man Iggy is there. These are great people. It's a family when you go in there. No back and forth. No pressure. I mean, if Mike got a car there, Frankie Five Boroughs, my sister Carol, you're going to love it. And I think you start with the phone call. So you get the free multi-point inspection, the free oil change, and the free filter from Route 22 Toyota. And then you go visit the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. I'm just saying, first five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
I love it. It's rock and roll. It's Joe Piscopo. A little Sinatra when we come back in the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour. A little Frank Sinatra, a little Francis Albert. Let me pick an esoteric Frank Sinatra song.
You want an esoteric Frank?
Hopefully. I'm fine. I'll look on my phone. I may have something. Something bright, something up and everything.
Something bright. You know, the French something Frank positive. Sinatra apparently passed away yesterday.
Charles Aznavour.
Yes.
Very good. He's 94 years old.
94.
I have a recording. It's a Sinatra in Paris. Who do you think introduced Frank Sinatra at Sinatra in Paris?
That gentleman.
Back in 1962. Charles Aznavour. He was like that. And he was like Pepe Le Pew. And it was very, very nice because Aznavour was one of the legendary singers in France and around the world. Hey, speaking of legends, Joe Lundberg is with us. Hi, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Hello there. Good morning.
Mr. 80 miles. 80 miles yesterday in one shot.
One shot,
no oxygen. Tell me again now.
I said I left work about 11:30, and then I said I know where I want to go, and I went southwest, stopped at a bakery, got myself a little scone, and then kept on going, and then scaled a couple of mountains, and managed to make it back about 5:30.
How much? Tell me about the rise in the mountains as you go.
There was almost 6,000 feet of elevation gain on my ride.
Gosh, you're unbelievable!
I went up. And the road was not as good as I remembered like 5 years ago when I went up it. And then on the other side, it wasn't a road anymore. It was dirt. And I was like, what? This is not fun.
Yeah,
I rode the brakes the whole way down. I was so scared.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because you got to go up. You got to come down.
But
Joe, I love you.
Oh, my views were incredible.
Yeah, you're such an inspiration, man. And no hamstring, no hip flexor.
My quads are a little on this tight side.
Yeah, but that's all right. You're amazing, Joe. You're a machine. Now, today we got a good day, but you're telling me rain later on in the day.
Yeah, in fact, if you look at the radar right now, there's a lot of showers and thunderstorms stretching from Lake Erie across the southern tier of New York and even northern Pennsylvania. Those, I think, are going to weaken. We might get a shower or two from those early mid-afternoon, but then I think some other stuff will develop across Pennsylvania and the southern tier of New York mid to late afternoon and march across the tri-state very late afternoon and early tonight. Ahead of it, it's warm. We're in the upper 70s. It gets kind of humid today. We get those showers and a thunderstorm early tonight, dries out late tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow, about 77, 78. Yeah. Warm on Thursday, about 80. Maybe a shower with thunderstorm at night. Little cooler, but nice for Friday and Saturday.
All right. Sounds great. Joe Lundberg, well done as always. Appreciate it, my friend. There's the marathon, man. 80 miles on the bike. You know, Al, you're walking the pool, right? I'm like doing my 12-minute workout.
I'm walking amongst the people.
Now you walk amongst the people.
Yes. I walked to the library the other day. I had to return a book, so I walked. It was a mile there, a mile back.
What book did you take out?
An author who writes about a CIA agent who is fighting
Taliban. Went to a library to take a book out?
Yeah, I read.
What?
Contrary to what people think, I actually do read. Now I'm reading a book on the NFL, a fascinating book by a reporter who got an inside look at the NFL.
This is great. Yeah. Take time. When do you have time to read? I mean, really?
When I'm waiting for my son to get out of school, yeah. I try to get, you know, when I can.
You're very smart. Al, you never cease to amaze us.
Let's put it that way.
Curtis Ellis.
And I like beer.
Curtis, did you? We didn't notice. Yeah. Curtis Ellis will join us, senior policy advisor with America First Policies. NAFTA is dead. You could look at the USMCA. It's negotiated. Curtis will break it down for us, and we are coming right back at you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.